Osiris.
Hey, this is Chris Pandolfi from the infamous String Dusters, and this podcast is part of the Osiris podcast family. Osiris is a growing community of music and culture podcasts, connecting music fans with conversation, commentary, and music. Osiris works in partnership with Relics. Check them out for all kinds of new music, news, and information.
Osiris.
Friendly podcast, quick hits to dicks. We're in 1997. Hi, Jonathan. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Howdy.
Given that it's 97, have you guys seen the movie Titanic? It's really good. It's very popular right now. You guys are not fucking entertaining my pop culture shit at all, so I'll stop doing it now.
I mean,
I like that you brought factoids, but I'm not gonna sign on to Titanic being a really great movie.
No, it's a joke, man. So we're talking 97. Where we left off yesterday, we were talking about Europe tours, and in 1997 we get two Europe tours, right? One in February, one in the summer. Fish was a little bit into the Europe thing once 97 rolled around.
Yeah, and this is the second day in a row that we're talking about a Europe show. So what I was thinking about when I realized that and was listening to this jam, here's a little sort of mini question. Did Europe get the better shows in summers of 96 and 97?
Hmm. Interesting. That's a very good question.
I think 96, you could make a case, aside from, you know, the good shows that we had in the States. 97, I think there's a pretty good chance. Some pretty good shows.
Good shows.
I feel
some
like
good summer shows, though, in the States.
There were some good summer shows, but I feel like overall the Europe tours were stronger. 96, 97, maybe it's a little bit more even because there were some pretty strong shows. You know, the Virginia Beach show and a couple of others. Atlanta, I think, was really good. There was some good stuff. And then 98, you could almost make a case again. There's some crazy good Europe shows, Prague and Barcelona and stuff like that. You've got like the summer 98 is known for the jukebox stuff, all the covers in the US.
Yeah.
But then like were the rest of the shows actually strong beyond the cool covers that they played? So, I don't know, maybe that's something that we should touch on again tomorrow and just see, what happens with the Europe thing.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think 98 would even have more of a case than 96 or 97, but here we are. And what are you giving me that face, Jonathan?
Nothing.
Okay, we'll talk about 98 tomorrow, but 97 summer, there were a run of shows before they came back to the U.S. at Virginia Beach, I think, in July, where I saw my first summer shows that summer. But this Europe stuff before was, I think, even better than the 96 Europe shows in terms of how, like, experimental it was and how much of an opening it was for the band. Or maybe the February one was too, but either way, these Europe shows were like big opportunities for them to expand.
Yeah, we had done a June 97 show before where we covered a lot of this stuff, and I love the Europe summer 97 tour. I mean, you can see when you listen to the winter tour and then the summer tours from Europe just how far they had come in progressing the sound. And yeah, I mean, there's some great stuff. So we find ourselves in Prague, on the June 20th, listening to what's the start of the show, right? Taste, and then a jam into cities. And this little jamlet, you could almost call it, aftertaste, which doesn't even sort of come out of taste. It happens after taste is finished, is like prototypical summer 97, right? The slower funk groove, like thicker, chunkier playing. There's a lot of atonal stuff in this jam. It gets very weird for, you know, early in the show. It's awesome. And by the way, I mean, what kind of show starts off with taste? Like, how warmed up do they have to be to come out and play a song like that, which is an incredibly difficult song right out of the gate, and nail it and then just start jamming and go into cities? So this is, I mean, this is what Europe 97 is about. Just like balls to the wall, out there experimentation at every moment.
Yeah, they must have been like crazy rehearsed, because this is only the third show of this tour. And, you know, they played the night before and then they had a couple nights off after the Albert Hall tour opener. And you're right, though, they come out super bold and kind of lay into taste. And then that jam is, I didn't write any notes, so I'm just going from memory. And I said, the jam is crazy. It's so good.
You're doing you're doing Brad style mental notes.
Mental notes. Brain notes. Anyways, it's terrific. RJ, what do you got on this?
I just miss Brad, guys. We'll see him again soon.
R.I.P. Brad.
We have the chair for him. It's waiting. Matt mentioned the other day. What was that, Matt? What was the one that Brad was on? That people should check out.
The August 96.
August 96. So yeah. Everyone needs to just go back if you want to hear Brad's silky voice. This is like what you said, Matt. I mean, it's like you figure out what 97 is going to sound like based on something like this. It happened a few times during this summer Europe tour, but the taste is really, really good, and Trey's soloing is good. It's just, they were just, yeah. As you said, they were very warmed up. They were really excited to be playing music at this point. I mean, not that they weren't in the other however many years they've been playing, but this was like about as hot as they got as a band.
Yeah.
I think that about covers it, don't you?
About what?
I think that about covers it, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk for five more minutes.
Let's do it.
See if
hey, you guys asked me what I thought. I just was answering your question. Go to the
Go to the music. I just think we should draw it out a little more so that they don't hear it yet.
Space. forget to.